I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the program. I'm Peter Sampson. This is Bleav in Blazers. Of course, part of the Bleav Podcast Network. It is so good to be with you right here on this Tuesday. A lot to get to today. Some Blazers, ton of NBA. NBA playoffs in full swing right now. Man, covering the Blazers day in and day out, you forget how good playoff basketball is, don't you? You know, it's been a few years. Been a few years since the Blazers were in the playoffs. Been watching the games, partly out of, for my own personal enjoyment, partly because I have to. And man, whole different level of basketball. We'll get to that in a little bit. A little bit of Blazers housekeeping, a little bit of news going on, starting with the fact, so the NBA revealed the voting records for the league's Executive of the Year award. You know, every year you've got an MVP, a Rookie of the Year, Sixth Man of the Year, Most Improved Player, all that kind of stuff. You also have an Executive of the Year, basically who's the GM or the president of basketball operations that did the best job in the eyes of the voter. And Portland Trailblazers GM Joe Cronin came away with some votes, 2 second-place votes. Now, the winner, ultimately, no surprise here, Boston Celtics president of basketball operations, Brad Stevens. The Celtics, 64-18. They acquired Kristaps Porzingis. They acquired Drew Holiday. Just a fantastic job building that team. 7 games better than the next best team in the NBA. Sam Presti, OKC, came away second. We all know what he's doing for OKC, top overall seed. They have a million draft picks. Their average age on that roster, something like 14 years old. Okay, maybe not 14, but very young. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Jalen Williams, on and on. Chet Holmgren, great, great job. And Timberwolves president Tim Connelly came in third place. That makes sense as well. You have Minnesota, who ended up with the third overall seed in the Western Conference, but they were right there in the mix for the top seed, right there until the final, you know, week of the year, right at the end of the season. But Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert, Nas Reed, who somewhat controversially won sixth man of the year. Now, was he a great sixth man? Yeah, except he ended up starting a bunch of games, and that's what inflated his stats. Now, I get it. Part of being a great sixth man is actually stepping into the starting lineup when called upon. And he did that. He did that probably better than anyone else. But if we're talking numbers off the bench, I know Sacramento fan is pretty beefed that Malik Monk did not take home that award, and he still almost did. It was something like, it was an incredibly close vote, like within 8 points. It was like 314 to 309 or something like that with the total points. Shockingly, a couple voters didn't have Malik Monk on there at all. It's one of those things where, you know, some dude, when you're talking into the point where we're talking fourth, fifth, sixth place, some guys are going to get votes, and a lot of, you know, they're going to be split amongst a lot of voters. This guy gets, you know, 3 second place. This guy gets a second place. This guy gets 5 second place. This guy gets a bunch of third place, but no second place. Some rando gets a first place vote and nothing else. But it's insane if you're a voter on this award and you don't have Malik Monk on there. Now, that being said, I guess really when it comes down to it, who cares? You know, except maybe Kings fan and maybe Malik Monk, if he had some sort of clause in his contract. I don't know what his contract details are as far as incentives. To me, if I had a vote, which I don't, I probably would have gone with Monk. But back to Executive of the Year, Joe Cronin, 2 second place votes. And you go, well, how in the world can this dude whose team won 21 games get a couple second place votes? Well, I'll tell you why. He inherited a disaster of a roster, and he's had to revamp it, which has resulted in some losing. He handled the Damian Lillard trade request, in my opinion, quite well, deftly. You look at what Portland got. Okay, so they had the top three pick. They take Scoot. That's not part of the deal. But they bring in, as part of the overarching deal, it ends up being Damian Lillard, Nassir Little, Yusuf Nurkic. They bring in DeAndre Ayton, who balled out over the second half of the season. They bring in Jrue Holiday, who they then send to the Celtics for Malcolm Brogdon, who played really well until Portland shut him down. He was injured. And not to mention, they have some, they got the Golden State pick. They have some future firsts from the Milwaukee Bucks as well. 2026 and 2028, I think they are. I'm not bothering to look it up. So feel free to correct me on Twitter at Peter Sampson, S-A-M-P-S-O-N, if I'm wrong there. And by the way, those picks might be pretty good. You watching the Milwaukee Bucks flame out right now? No, it's not their fault, but this goes to show that the grass is always greener. You can say, I want out so I can win, and you can get sent to a fantastic situation like Milwaukee, where you, as a All-NBA player, franchise icon, you're going to team up with one of the handful of players in the NBA that's actually, you know, better than you. And it's still not going to work because you both get hurt. Giannis, and what was that, the second to last game of the year, third to last game of the year, he strained the calf, non-contact injury. It's one of those things where, I mean, that could just keep you out of one game. That could keep you out for a month. Calf injuries, the strains like that are so hard to predict. And it can feel good. You can come back and you immediately re-aggravate it. And then Dame, he went in game three, he went down hard, and it looks like a horrible injury. I mean, just a disaster. And he checked back into that game after halftime. I'm pretty sure he got some Toradol injections. And but by the end, he was just dragging that leg around, and I was sure it was the knee. The way he landed, it looked like the knee, but it was an Achilles strain. Again, not something you really want to jerk with if you're an NBA player and if you're a training staff, you're not really going to mess with that. So the Bucks, you know, it looked like, well, get me out of here so I can win. Well, their two best players are out. Their third, quote unquote, all-star, Chris Middleton, he's already kind of hobbled on one leg. He's very injury prone. He's dealing with injuries. Bucks are about to get smoked in the first round by the Pacers, most likely. Again, I'm not going to really rip on them too hard. It's not their fault. Injuries. But you know what? There's no guarantee, is there? There's no guarantee. So that's how the Bucks have made out in this trade so far. Miami got nothing. And we see what's happening in that series against the Celtics. They did rally. They took a game. Good for them. That's fun. It's not going to be a sweep. But, of course, Jimmy Butler out. And, I mean, Boston's just too good. Boston's too good. They have the star power and they have the depth. Usually it's one or the other. They have both. So, you know, Portland Trail Blazers end up with some picks and DeAndre Ayton, Malcolm Brogdon, who, again, I expect that they're going to swap out this summer for something. Who knows what? But if there is a trailblazer that you have to put your finger on and say, that's the guy that's getting moved this summer, man, it's going to be Malcolm Brogdon. I mean, we know that. He knows that. Joe Cronin knows that. Everyone knows that. So we look at all this in totality, and you can't really judge the deal until years later, and everything conveys, and you know the players you got and how everything shook out. But frankly, considering the hand he was dealt with, I know a lot of people like to rip on Joe Cronin, and I'm not going to tell you you shouldn't, I guess. But I think he did really well in this trade. All things considered, his hand was forced. He kind of hurt his own leverage by saying we're desperate and we're going to go all in around Dame. And so no team's going to help you, right? Knowing you're coming from a position of weakness. He killed his leverage. And then Damian Lillard killed his leverage by saying, I want out and I want to go to Miami. Miami or nothing else. And, you know, his Aaron Goodwin tried to play hardball. That didn't work. By the way, there's one thing I've learned. Think what you want about the Vulcans. Think what you want about Jody Allen. I think some of the general perception is right. I think some of it is incredibly overblown and wrong. But if there's one thing we've learned, you're not going to strong arm these guys, right? Like, you're just not going to. They don't like it. Damian Lillard saying Miami or bust. Well, guess what? You're not going to Miami. And Phil Knight saying, yeah, I'm going to buy this team and I'm going to give you a low ball offer. Okay, well, that could be seen as sort of the opening overture of a conversation that results in a sale. And then that clear hit piece that went out in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, I believe it was. Yeah, they didn't like that. And Phil Knight's not getting the team, man. I mean, I don't think that's really inside info. I'm just sort of reading the tea leaves, and I'm telling you, they're not going to sell to him. They're not going to. And, or, you know, his son or whatever. And I don't know that a deal could have been done had that, that piece, that clear hit piece not been put out there, but the bottom line is it was, and that's not happening now. And so I think all things being considered, just getting away from my aside and back to the Damian Lillard trade, the overarching, all things considered, I think Joe Cronin did a very good job with that. Now, you could talk about the draft or different trades or roster construction or anything like that. It's fair game. Totally makes sense. I'm not, you know, going to argue with you about it. But I do think, considering the position that, A, he was put in, and B, he sort of put himself in, I think he did a great job with that deal. And at least some of the voting public agreed, because he came away with a pair of second-place votes for Executive of the Year in the NBA, despite being 21-61. So, good job for him. Other Blazers news, not a lot going on. This is already a week old at this point, but Steve Hetzel is off for Brooklyn. He's Jody Fernandez, who was the Sacramento Kings assistant under Mike Brown. He accepted the new Brooklyn Nets coaching job. Good for him. He is looking to put a staff together. He has done so. Part of that staff is Steve Hetzel, who is a Blazers assistant. And he is he's well known. It's funny. I wrote the piece about that for my my job, sports writer, Blazers Beat, clutchpoints.com. You know, the website where they do ridiculously absurd graphics. Yeah, they actually have real sports reporting, too. Who knew? And I wrote a piece and it gets shared onto the, you know, that Blazers Facebook page that they own or whatever. And one of the comments is, there is no key assistant coach. The team sucked. And I go, well, I get what you're saying, except absolutely Steve Hetzel was a key assistant coach. Big into player development. He was with Steve Clifford forever. The Charlotte Hornets, the Orlando Magic. And you look at, especially Orlando, those young guys that got developed. And he, you know, he had a hand in that. And he started with the Pistons. Now, we're not talking about the brutal, terrible Pistons of today. We're talking about the slightly less terrible Pistons of about a decade ago. But Steve Hetzel, moving on to Brooklyn. Of course, they have their own mess to figure out. And I wonder if they're going to semi-blow it up. Because they're not incredibly young. You know, I mean, you know, they do have some young pieces, but I do wonder if maybe they're going to sort of move off and get young again. And that's why they grabbed a guy like Hetzel for that job. Essentially, that's kind of what we're looking at for Blazers news this week. A little bit of a lull. Again, there's always something to talk about. And what we're going to head into over the next week or two is we're going to be looking at the NBA lottery odds. Blazers, of course, essentially locked in it. They're tied with the Hornets. They have one less ping pong ball because they tied record wise. So they essentially flipped a coin. Blazers have one less ping pong ball. If things land how they're expected, basically if the lottery goes chalk, they will have picks 14 and 4. In the NBA draft. We'll, of course, wait and see what happens there. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about who Portland should be targeting, both specific players and, you know, just positionally, skill set-wise. What should they be looking at? Well, I mean, they need shooting is what they need. And they need a difference-making wing. Now, whether that's going to be a trade, you know, free agency, I'll say is an option, even though we know it's not going to be that. Whether they have cap space or not, which they don't, you know, or it's going to be in the NBA draft. They certainly need that as well. So we'll be looking at that. We'll be gearing into trade and free agency season, which it's April 30th today, basically May tomorrow, right at the end of June is when all that will be kicking off. That's kind of what we'll be hitting heavily over the next month or so on this podcast. So there is plenty to talk about, even though it is quote unquote the slow season, you know, when everyone in the league is sort of on vacation now, getting some time off. Not me. I'm taking a few days in May. I'm going to fly up to Vancouver, BC just for a long weekend. I'm not getting away for a long time, but just going to spend, I don't even remember if it's 4 or 5 days there, but, you know, just hang out downtown, see some different sights than what I see on a day-to-day basis, hit some killer restaurants. The second best ramen joint I've ever been to was in Vancouver, BC. The top one was in Hawaii. It was in Honolulu. Which when I go to Hawaii, I don't stay in Honolulu, but if you're flying in, that's where you land, right? And this joint was incredible. It was one of those things where, like, you could pay in yen. You know what I mean? Just incredible stuff. So I know when I go to BC, I'm hitting the ramen, get some of that miso ramen. And beyond that, I don't know. We'll just kind of bum around. Hopefully the weather participates. But beyond that, I'll be working. All right, let's talk some NBA playoffs.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clear skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Okay, so last night, Los Angeles Lakers get eliminated. What a series this was. Denver Nuggets win 4-1. Lakers were ahead in the series nearly 70% of the time, and they lost 4-1. But you knew, like, you knew from game one that Denver was going to take this series. And you definitely knew from game two. And you definitely knew in game three when the Lakers blew a 20-point lead. Yeah, they managed to, you know, it was the gentleman's sweep. They did manage to win game four. But Denver comes roaring back again in game five in a game that they trail, you know, until the third quarter, just as was par for this series. Jamal Murray, again, second game winner in a 5-game series. I mean, the first one was aesthetically more pleasing, a little more exciting. The second one, obviously more clutch. It was basically the series winner. But the Lakers are a mess. That's going to be the theme of these playoffs conversations right here. Some of these teams are a mess. And they have some decisions to make, mostly with their head coach, Darvin Ham. I know they're going to be evaluating all options and doing a postmortem. Basically, Darvin Ham's going to get fired, and I don't even think that that's a bad decision. Now, I know the immediate question becomes, who are you going to get? Who's taking that gig, right? Who's going to go, yeah. I'll coach 40-year-old LeBron, who's still an amazing player. But look, there's a lot of baggage that comes with that, right? And are you willing to take that on and be the fall guy when it doesn't work, when it could just be something like roster construction because LeBron and AD take $90 million between them? Yeah. Yeah, that could be a problem. That being said, someone will take that job. Darvin Ham's going to get canned. Already, the stuff is getting put out in the press. The Athletic had it this morning where, you know, sources on the team, players on the team that wish not to be identified said that they respect him as a person, but at a certain point, we need to actually be coached. Yada, yada, yada. That move is going to happen. The other big question is whether or not LeBron James is going to opt out of his contract. Now, I know people are phrasing the question as, is he going to retire? No. What a stupid question. Of course not. Because did he make it all about himself more than normal the entire season and do a massive retirement tour where he expects a statue outside of every arena? Oh, he didn't? Oh, then he's coming back next year. The only question is, A, is it with the Lakers? Yes, probably. And is he just going to opt out, come back in at 1 year, or is he going to do the full 3-year deal? I know the Lakers, if he said, I want the full 3 years and $155 approximately million dollars, yes, they're going to give that to him. I want Bronny drafted. Yes, they're going to do that, which is insane to me. But you know what? He sells tickets. And then, of course, they need to figure out what's going on with their supporting cast. D'Angelo Russell went from, you know, GOAT to hero to GOAT again. I mean, he's so inconsistent. I don't know a lot of the avenues they have to actually upgrade that roster, but they do need to upgrade that roster. Moving on, let's talk about other teams that are stuck in purgatory. The Phoenix Suns get swept by the Minnesota Timberwolves. Shoot, that'll happen. Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker expected to navigate the gauntlet in the Western Conference, and they don't even win a single playoff game. And you can point to health. Bradley Beal, you know, injured at the beginning of the season. Booker was as well. But frankly, these guys played a decent amount of time. Devin Booker played more games than he's played in each of the last four or five seasons. Bradley Beal ended up playing more games than he has in the last four seasons. The bottom line is you have three dudes taking up $150 million in the cap. You have a bunch of vet minimum guys, and it's supposed to just work. And sometimes it does, but usually it doesn't, and it didn't. So now, if you're the Phoenix Suns, what do you do? Well, frankly, there's not a lot you can do. I mentioned three dudes taking $150 million. Of course, you're paying Yusuf Nurkic $18.5 million. You just extended Grayson Allen 4 years at about $17.5 million a year. And beyond that, I mean, you don't really have that much to improve. You're a second apron team. That means, can you bring in free agents? Nope, not really. And you're paying this heavy tax, and you don't get a mid-level exception, and you don't get trade exceptions. Basically, all options are off the table except for the draft. Oh, what? You got rid of all of your draft picks to bring these dudes in? You owe them all to the Brooklyn Nets? Uh-oh. Yeah, that's a problem. Phoenix Suns are in a hard, hard way right now. I do not envy them. I think their only hope, I think they're what they're going to do, and this isn't going to work, but I think they're just going to run it back. Just run it back, because what else can you do? You're not going to trade Devin Booker. That's the guy. You're not going to trade Kevin Durant unless he asks for it, which, if it were any other player, seems insane, but he might. And who's going to take Bradley Beal? Who's going to pay Bradley Beal? So you need to bring in a point guard, an actual point guard, not just say, you know, they started with like, we'll have Beal run the point. And then it turns out, yeah, no, you won't. Well, we'll have Booker run the point. Okay, well, you will. And it was a terrible idea. You need a real point guard. Get Devin Booker off the ball. Have him play shooting guard again. And you need to find some support. But I don't know how you're going to do that. So Phoenix Suns, I think, are forced into just running it back. Same deal with the Clippers taking on the Mavs. Kawhi Leonard, knee issues yet again. Of course, they just, towards the beginning of this season, gave him that massive, you know, three-year, roughly $150 million extension that comes off the ACL where he missed the year, that comes off the meniscus right before the playoffs. He played a decent amount this year, and now it's knee problems again. He cannot be counted on. Cannot be counted on. You just paid him. James Harden is playing really well. You acquired him for a reason. They're going to have to overpay James Harden. Like, you know that, right? Maybe you know that. Does Steve Ballmer know that? You have to overpay this guy because you made such a big point to bring him in. Well, okay, now you got to pay the guy. So they're going to end up overpaying James Harden instead of letting him walk. And then you have the Paul George question. George, probably the most reliable of the big three. But he's got to be looking around saying, man, I got brought into it. You know, we're going to win a championship, and we've just flamed out over and over due to injury. I didn't get my extension. Kawhi got his. Now I'm a free agent. I hear the 76ers are lurking, and they want Paul George. 76ers, basically after this year, have no one except for Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey under contract. They could make Paul George a very, very nice offer, and I think they're going to. That being said, will he go back to the Clippers, you know, if they make the same offer to him? That's the question, because if Paul George leaves, uh-oh, it didn't work, and it cost us, you know, a billion dollars or whatever. But if he does come back, you're locked into an aging roster, again, with the big three. You can't count on the superstars to stay healthy. Younger teams are lapping you where you were supposed to contend for a 4 to 5 year stretch, be the team in the West. You're building your new arena. Did not happen. Yeah, that's a problem, isn't it? I mean, I would say I feel bad for Steve Ballmer, but I don't. You know, he gets to own a team and he's a billionaire and he gets to sit courtside or at baseline and just scream like a crystal meth addled freak. And that's a good gig. I'd do it if I could too. You know, he gets to rant and rave about how many bathrooms, how many restrooms are in the arena and the amount of time it takes to go take a leak and get back to your seat. That's the whole thing with the new arena they're building. He kept hyping up the amount of bathrooms. And the thing is I thought that was silly until I really thought about it. Man, I don't want to miss any action. Do I want to go stand in line behind 40 dudes who all need to hit the urinal? And then am I going to trust any of these fools to even wash their hands? You know, we have the media room bathroom, and that's fine. There's seldom a wait. Sometimes there is. It's clean, all that stuff. The last time I used one of the public Moda Center, like the restrooms in the concourse, because we have one right by Press Row in Section 113. And I go, yeah, I'll just dip out and use this real quick. A dude was straight up like live streaming. Like he came in and he was video chatting. He was like FaceTiming with someone, like while using the urinal. And those go back to back, right? So behind him, behind his head, is like a bunch of dudes backsides. Well, they're all using the urinals too. I was mortified. Like, is this where society has gone to? Is this what we do now? We can't stay off our devices for a damn second. We have to FaceTime while we're using a public bathroom. Come on. So I try to avoid that whenever possible, which isn't always. But so Steve Ballmer, the more I think about it, the more his ranting about the quantity of bathrooms at the new Clippers home arena, which is opening, I believe, in 2026, the more it makes sense. All right. We're going to call that good for now. Be back on Thursday. Make sure to subscribe to this program, this fine podcast, wherever you listen. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Peter Sampson, S-A-M-P-S-O-N. Is it still Twitter? Is it X? You know what I'm talking about, that dumpster fire of a website. You can follow me there. And we'll be back on Thursday. More Blazers talk, more NBA playoffs. Appreciate you wherever you're listening. See ya.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In 2 clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clear skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.